the Steve Cochran Show.
Mark Carman's here for Dave Ennett, and it just occurred to me, you never get a chance to say hi to the president, do you?
No, I don't, Steve. By the way,
call in any second if you want to say hi to him.
That's awesome. Can I ask you a question about that song? Does that go to your head? Like, if somebody, like, was just a Cochran Show, Cochran, like,
you know the problem with all of DeCosta's music? DeCosta's music is so good that you end up forgetting what the original song was, and you're driving down the road or whatever, and you're singing the DeCosta version.
I mean, that's such a nice moment in time we just heard.
Yeah. Even the ones that aren't the one, like, you had a promo a couple years ago for a show you guys did at the Metropolis Theater.
Yeah.
And so whenever I hear Metropolis, his song is Metropolis, Metropolis.
Right.
Like, it plays in my head instantly.
Well, that's Bill Withers' Lovely Day, which is a great song. And I can't sing Lovely Day anymore.
Cochran Joe.
And it's kind of idiotic for me to be in my car going, Cochran Joe, Cochran Joe.
I do it. I think it's great.
What do we hear on Trump?
Lady Loser. How
about that for timing?
Lady Loser.
This is my ringtone.
Oh.
Lady Loser.
It's customized for when he calls.
Lady Loser.
It's very angry, Steve.
Good morning, Mr. President. How are you?
Good morning, Cochran. I hope you had an amazing Monday avoiding your taxes. I, for one, filed another huge extension.
Yeah, not surprised. Hey, would you say hi to Mark Carman, who's filling in today?
Hi, Mark Carman. How are you?
President, good to talk to you. Thanks for being here.
Have we pulled any pranks on the substitute, Cochran?
Well, we're working on it, sir. If you have any ideas, you do let me know.
Sounds like a loser.
Hey, listen, before we start, I just want to say a few words.
Look, can I say a few words?
What? Sure.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
You know, it's my interview.
Oh, yeah.
The Notre Dame Cathedral fire.
Right.
I think we ought to get this out of the way. Melania and I want to offer our condolences to the entire Quasimodo family. Just... You know, luckily they all escaped unharmed. The Hunchies are a tremendous, very hardy people, by the way.
No, they really are.
I mean, it's been a tough month for Notre Dame. I mean, wouldn't you agree? Their whole church burns down, and they didn't even make it to the Final Four. Frankly, those Irish are so unlucky. They really are.
Sir,
hopefully that fire won't impact recruiting for next football season.
Yes, Mr.
Might
President.
Help Northwestern.
Mm-hmm. We can just move on for a second. Let's
make the rest of this quick.
All right.
I'm starting to cut into executive time.
Right.
I've got Game of Thrones Season 8, Episode 1 in the DVRQ ready to go.
Right.
No spoilers, Cochran.
Okay. The Mueller report's out tomorrow. Are you looking forward to seeing it when it comes out finally?
Yes. I will tell you, I am so excited. You have no idea. I can't wait till that comes out.
Sir, he's not talking about the new Avengers Endgame movie.
What? Oh, but you got to admit that, what a bigly franchise, that movie. I mean, and Thanos, huh? Talk about huge hands, just like me.
Sir, you did mention the tax deadline. The Democratic candidates are releasing their taxes. Sanders does 10, Beto does 10, Kamala Harris 15. Why don't you release 5 or 6?
You know what? They're giving me till the 23rd, Cochran. I don't have to say anything until then. Who the hell do they think they are, really? I mean, frankly, they have no idea what an incredibly complicated audit that I've been right in the middle of for the past 7 years.
7 years.
Look, my taxes are different than most people's taxes, okay? It's many, many pages long. It'd be a lot shorter if I didn't have such a successful business. And didn't have to claim my daughter Tiffany as a dependent. She's a huge tax burden, believe me.
It's a lot of big numbers, you know, and there's a lot of numbers.
Lots of number crunching.
Yeah. Listen, I mentioned Bernie Sanders. You see his town hall on Fox?
Crazy Bernie. You know, in all fairness, he's aged worse than most of my tweets, frankly. And miraculously, after the town hall, Bernie jumped ahead of creepy Uncle Joe Biden in the latest polls. He jumped ahead. But to be fair, Biden hasn't entered the race yet. But he's close. Like smelling the back of your head close.
That's unnecessary. This Pete Buttigieg is officially running for president. This kid's impressive. 37, openly gay, speaks 7 languages. What do you make of him?
No kidding. 37 years old. But I have unfiled tax returns that are older than him. Openly gay, too. Maybe I can have him talk to Jared about coming out. As for the languages thing, you know, it's not that impressive. You know, frankly, I speak a lot of languages, too.
Right.
I speak English, American, United Statesian, Canadian. I can say how much did you spend at Tiffany's in Slovenian.
Sure.
And I know the number system at the KFC drive-thru better than I know my own kids. Just ask my son, Brian. I can order anything by memory, believe me.
It's a Baron. Sir Baron.
Whatever.
Yeah. I want to get a comment from you about the AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She says she supports impeaching you. What do you say to that?
Yeah, look, I really don't care what Alexander Graham Cortez has to say about me. You can never trust anybody with three names. Never trust them, Cochran. Right. They're serial killers. John Wayne Gacy, Son of Sam, Malcolm Jamal Warner.
No. He's not a serial killer. He was Theo on The Cosby Show.
Whatever. You know, he killed his career multiple times. Let's just say that. Same difference.
Hey, did you talk to Tiger Woods since he won the Masters Sunday?
Yes, I did. And he is so happy, Cochran. In fact, Tiger's feeling so good about himself now, he's finally thinking about cheating on his woman again. That I can tell you.
God, you're on today. So a Presidential Medal of Freedom for Tiger, is that really happening?
Yes. And in addition to the Presidential Medal, I'm signing an executive order that will make the Perkins Restaurant in Orlando, where Tiger used to go and hook up with that waitress, a national monument. Well, at least the parking lot.
That seems like a good use of tax dollars. What about Easter? What are you doing for Easter?
Oh, Easter. We have so many bigly traditions. And this year, we're dressing Mike Pence up as a big pink bunny. And he's going to hop around the West Wing hiding Easter eggs filled with Hershey's Kisses and gift certificates for self-tanning. Isn't that right, Mike Pence?
You bet, my liege. I was just trying on the suit now. How do I look?
Bigly creepy.
Well, as you know, Easter bunnies don't wear pants.
Which might explain the creep factor. Look, go get me a Diet Coke, Mike. I will tell you, Cochran, Easter's such a fun holiday. Lots of special memories in the Trump family. I remember when my son Eric was a little guy, and he used to love to go around and eat all the little itty-bitty chocolate eggs from the bunny. The sad part is it was a real bunny, and those weren't really chocolate eggs. Nobody ever told him. Such a special kid.
Thanks for calling, sir. Your time is always very busy, and, you know, it's nice of you to call, and it's really appreciated, and thanks.
Sir, can you help me with the zipper?
Later, loser.
Is he talking to me or Pence? I just don't entirely know.
I'm pretty sure he's calling you the loser.
Did you know Malcolm Jamal Warner killed people?
I did not know that.
I knew too. And the news about Jared is kind of breaking news as well.
Really? No kidding.